In call to order. It's Thursday, July 18th, 2024, 6 p.m. This is the City of Onalaska regular planning commission planning board meeting. Can I get a roll call, please?
Certainly. Hatfield?
Here.
Williams?
Here.
Bagley?
Here.
Swingle?
Here.
And Marquez is absent. You have a quorum.
Thank you. All right. Revisions to the agenda. It's been brought to our attention that item number two on tonight's business items, we would like to remove this from the agenda and hopefully get it back on an agenda here in the near future.
Yeah, that's the plan. August meeting. We'll have it back to you.
Okay. All right. Is there any opposition to that? Okay, hearing none, we will consider item number two struck from tonight's agenda. Appearance request. We do have Ben Knowles here in the building tonight. And we have Thomas on the phone. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, Thomas is the only one on Zoom.
Okay, Mr. Rufos. Oh, lost it there. That was weird.
Sorry.
Is there any announcements tonight?
Just one. We'll be hiring a grants manager soon. So just letting you know. And if you happen to know anyone who has that sort of experience, please send them our way.
For grant writing?
Yeah, grant writing and management.
Okay. And that'll be under the planning department then?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it's my old position, but we're kind of changing it from GIS to grants. It's just what we need right now.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So we're not really necessarily adding, we're just kind of tweaking it.
Okay. Right. Yeah, okay. No, not an extra position, just changing one.
Okay. Excellent. Anybody got anything else? Anything exciting happening around town? Well, all right. All right. Thank you. All right. We have the draft minutes from the January 18th and April 18th meeting. They're included in your packet. Hopefully we've had the opportunity to look over and see if there's any errors in there. If I can get a motion, a second to adopt, we can do them both here, I guess, if there's no objections.
I move to approve the minutes from January 18th and April 18th, 2024.
Thank you, Jenny. Second. Okay, been moved and seconded. Again, is there any revisions or any mistakes in there? Okay, all in favor of approving the January 18th, 24 and the April 18th, 24 minutes, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All right, the minutes are adopted. Thank you. Public hearing, this would be an opportunity for the public to speak on tonight's item.
Before we get to the public hearing, I think we have one more set of minutes to approve.
We just wrapped them up in the
two. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay,
yep.
Missed that.
Yep, I just, unless there was an opposition, I would have done them separately there so we could discuss what it was, but there was no objection. So this is an opportunity for the public to speak. We only have Ben in here tonight. We can just wait, Ben, till we get to the item, just save time. But this would be for people who would in a hurry and just need to speak their mind and get out. So with that, we'll just jump right down to new business. Item number one, resolution 2024-03, is a resolution approving a rear yard reduction variance from 15 feet to 1 foot on a lease lot on Tract 1 on Alaska Airport Subdivision. Can I get a motion, a second, to adopt this resolution?
Make a motion.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Cameron, do you want to talk about this resolution 2024?
Sure. So the fire department's requested this variance so that they can place two shipping containers on the property that we currently lease from the state. It's on the airport property. And they'd be placing training materials there. And I'm sure Ben can talk more about what they'd actually be doing with that. But so why are we doing this? One, lease lots, even though it's not a regular parcel for the purpose of the setbacks and everything, we treat it the same way. And two, even though it's the city, we still have to follow all the same zoning setback requirements. So they need to do a variance just like if it was a private landowner separate from the city. If you go to a couple pages further in your packet, you can see a site plan that they're proposing. The two shipping containers that are in red, it's the lot's shaped a little weird. So yeah, the variance is going to within 1 foot of the rear property line, but that's because it kind of cuts in on the north east side of it. It's for the rest of the, for most of the containers, it's about 5 feet from the property line.
I was looking at this property a week ago and thought it was state land. It's definitely city.
You're right. So it's state land. We lease this section from the state. And there is a, you'll see a page in your packet too that they've consented to the application. Ben already reached out to the leasing folks at DOT.
So the property that is to the south, is this also state land?
Let me pull up the map of that area and kind of give a better view.
So on page 17, it kind of shows there the lines and where the lot is situated. So I was just curious, that long skinny strip, like whose is that? And then what's in the back there? Is that state or?
The strip is OC. And then everything kind of the back here is all part of the airport parcel. So We just leased this section that the parking area and the fire station are on.
Okay. So I see that, you know, I'm assuming that the letters were sent out to adjacent property owners. Just curious, was the state contacted?
Yes.
Okay. And yes. So they're aware of it. Okay, perfect.
Yep. And I think, is it page 15? Yep. They signed off, you know, as a property owner, they have to sign off on the application. So they've reviewed it already.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions, comments? Ben, do you got anything you want to say? Step to the mic, sir.
Good evening. No, I mean, you guys kind of figured it out. We are trying to be good stewards of all of the money that we're spending on training equipment. There will be no active. These are just storage containers, but we have a lot of our training equipment outside and it's getting weathered. And it's just not being treated appropriately. We've looked at other avenues of trying to store it elsewhere and just the sheer size of like roof ventilation props, door props. There's not really a lot of space around town that's easily accessible. We looked at the old powerhouse and trying to get a, you know, 1500, 1800 pound door prop in and out of there. Wasn't really a easy task. So we were granted a couple of insole containers by donation from Mattson, and we're just looking for a place to put them. We were attempting to, one, not impede the egress or ingress of the man door on that north side of the building, which is why we have to push them back. And we were potentially thinking about placing them on the south side of the building, but that is where the Delta fuel truck comes and fills the fuel tank on that south side. And so that was kind of a problem for them. So this is kind of where we're at. Thomas Hildreth is the state airport leasing manager for us down here. We've had lots of conversations with him as far as getting the FAA surface to ground clearance, and then having him and his bosses sign off on this. They did it without hesitation after seeing the plan, and we're just kind of going through the motions trying to get your approval to move forward with the next steps.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. You say these are 40-foot insoles, so are they like a reefer or are they steel? Okay. Are you guys going to paint them or? Okay. All right. Does anybody else got any questions, comments? Go ahead, Jenny.
It's, I see the underground concrete bunkers nearby. You guys must be aware of that and planning to deal with that.
Yeah, we found out about that a couple weeks ago through this process. So Preliminarily, it sounds like we're gonna, if approved tonight, we will push forward. And it sounds like the FAA, and Cameron can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not an expert on this plan, when they go back through and do the revision of what our proposed plan is, they will come down and say, these materials have been found on this piece of land, and it will require an archaeologist to be on standby while groundbreaking is happening. We don't anticipate a lot of earthwork to have to actually happen. We plan, there's a berm there currently. There's a bunch of contaminated soil from what I know behind there. Our plan is to just basically take a D6 and push that berm back as to where we need it to place the containers, throw some D1 down and set the containers on it.
So the material won't leave the property then?
That's correct.
Okay.
When we were looking at this, we're always trying to minimize any variance that we're granting. Mm-hmm. In this case, the fire department obviously has like some special requirements. They have giant trucks and they can't obstruct the garage. So because of the way the road curves around there, we felt, and the length of the vehicles that they need to park in front of the containers, we felt like it was necessary to push them as far back as they are.
Yeah, I mean, I like that, obviously this is temporary. That's the good thing about a container is it can be moved in the future. It's not like you're building, put in a big structure there or something. And obviously, I'm well aware that the fire department's been wanting a new station, and so space over the years, I'm sure, has been getting tighter. And I'm in support of this and having these containers there for you guys. And it's kind of tucked out of the way. It's not like you're, parking it next to a residential area or something there. And so, yeah, I'm on board with this. You got anything, Mr. Bagley?
Nope, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. yeah, I don't have anything else. One more time, Caroline, you got anything? All right.
That's good.
Well, with that, all in favor of approving resolution 2024-04, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I stand corrected. You're correct, Jenny. No, you're right. It was the first item. 2024-03. All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, guys. Resolution is approved. And with that, we have worked through all the items on tonight's agenda. Thanks for coming. Have a good night. Meeting adjourned at 6:14 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you all.